The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. From the College for Creative Studies, Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
As always.
Even though it's my wife's birthday and I'm here with you guys.
Well, what is she doing right now?
She's probably working on the yard, for all I know, waiting for me to get home.
You know, you guys got a bigger yard.
We're
now.
Sorry, yes, we do. Marcy.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
We're sorry, Marcy.
Yeah.
I'll be home soon.
And what are the plans for tonight? Dinner plans?
I have no idea. Okay. We'll wing it.
Maybe continuing to do the yard work.
Don't remind me. Hey, we could go up to that new food truck place.
Is it open?
No. Okay, we go. Just
don't
go
do that then. Yeah, that's right. The old coffee beanery is being turned into an interesting place.
The restaurant parking in your neighborhood these days?
The same as it ever was.
Yeah.
Really? You still get Vincetta?
So congested, yeah.
I think that once it warmed up, the yuppies really came out of the woodwork.
Is there any connection between the two Vincettas?
None.
The cafe and the garage?
None.
Oh, no, Oh, you mean the two restaurants?
Yeah.
Oh, they're named after the street they're by. That's all. Okay. You know.
Well, no.
None
the I bet a lot of people going there
get the two confused.
Westbourne, which is why they're
parking. No, Westbourne's actually put up a sign.
Oh, yeah, they did in the front. That's right.
That you can't park there if you're going to eat.
Yeah,
unless you're going somewhere else. Yeah.
Yeah.
However, the restaurant hasn't done everything they possibly could to alleviate the problem either. So it's...
I want to know... Isn't there a new golf place next door? The world's largest golf tee over there?
Yeah, that's sort of weird, too. Yeah. We don't have fun stuff in Berkeley that much.
No, not
so,
at all.
You know, we get excited when something new opens. How's parking by you, Professor Chuck
Oaken? It's just fine.
At ITS.
Just fine.
Everything's great. So when you say you're getting ready for fall during the summer, what does that mean?
It means we get all the computers ready, the projectors ready, the classrooms ready, all that kind of stuff.
That's good. I was hoping that someone would actually go through the classrooms.
Or you can get the chemistry 114 ready for you guys.
That's
doing that for you. Oh, yeah.
Very cool.
Because as Chuck knows, if things aren't working properly, there are certain professors that will make your life a living hell. Yeah.
I don't
know that well.
Any of them?
Yeah, that you do.
Oh, man. Anybody in the room? No, I'm just kidding. Interim Dean Finkenbein, so good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
Understand you're going to be relinquishing your title soon.
Yes, I'm looking forward to handing off the reins or whatever metaphor applies here.
We're working on the shackles, right?
The shackles, yeah, exactly. Unbelievable. 2 years, Roy. That's a long time.
Three years. The original commitment was two, and then in a moment of weakness, Pam convinced me to take a third using the argument, all these other searches going on. We'd like to extend it out a year. And then I get to this year, and I'm spending all my time as dean, not all my time, but a lot of time, going to interview dean's interviews with research director candidates, VP for advancement dean of law candidates, on and on.
That reminds me, did we hire law? I didn't even hear anything about it.
No, we didn't. There's going to be an interim.
I'm looking forward to a year without any major searches, but I don't know when that's going to happen.
That's not happening. So we tried and it didn't work.
We tried, but we couldn't do it. You have deanless for law.
Oh, gosh. I don't know what to say about that.
Is
except
Lloyd
for maybe.
On?
No. He's... Lloyd has made it clear. In fact, the last ALT, he's like 32 days. You guys got to have somebody in 32 days.
Wow. Not like he's counting or anything.
No, not at all.
It's very interesting. I got something in the mail a couple of weeks ago with his name on it, and so I gave it a second look instead of just throwing it in the trash. And it was, he apparently sits on the top of the board for some donation to the Detroit Zoological Society or something like that. It's kind of interesting.
Good for him.
Anyway, it's cool. Professor Both Oldjar, what's your connection to the Detroit Zoo?
I drive past it on Woodward.
That works. That's great.
I've been in your neck of the woods a lot recently at Westbourne. So I go insane on fruit and corn on the cob in the summer.
Place to be, let me tell you. I go insane for that meat counter in the back.
It's yeah.
And their herb and spice rubs, I was like $5 for a jar, seriously, but I decided to splurge the rosemary and garlic. Seriously, get it.
Yeah.
Now, I have a clarification I want to ask about. Are these urban spice rubs or herb and spice
herbal
rubs?
Herbal spice rubs.
As opposed to urbane spice rubs.
Matt, they have one called Oso Garlic.
Yes.
Oso Garlic.
I can't wait to try it.
Oh, man, that sounds so good.
Hmm.
That sounds so good.
Yes,
Let's great come on and, pork and encounter chicken. You in close quarters after you.
Yeah.
They make a self-contained single purchase burger that's already got chopped bacon and cheddar cheese in the burger.
Oh, it's stuffed.
And
okay.
I sent my wife up there. I said, I got my mind on that right now. And she goes, they were all out. And she came home. I was like, no.
I know Drew's addicted to their scones, and so
she's not ready to bury you yet. That's what it was.
It was so delicious. Oh, I'm sure. This one that I had, they grill up perfectly. Use the right cheese. I'm done. I'm getting very hungry.
I have not seen you have that look since you can have pork buns.
The pork buns.
In the words of Lewis and Oswald on the Drew Carey Show, when they were trying to host their own party and making hors d'oeuvres, and they had this bacon wrapped sausage hors d'oeuvre. This is, it's so great. You can actually feel your heart slow down.
Clog up.
I thought that was love. Those being, of course, the dulcet tones of Professor Jim Tubbs.
Hello.
Religious studies. How are you
and
doing,
Jim? My connection to the Detroit Zoo is I like to go and visit the warthogs every once in a
That's
while.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. That works for me. They're out a lot during the summer.
Yep.
You, they know, love that heat. They're not really the cuddly cute member of Kingdom Animalia.
I know. That's what's...
So you telling
they
me
were
the Lion
once,
King
they were
lied
once
to
described
me?
As the world's ugliest animal.
Well, they're not
I
all
think they're
Pumbaa,
kind of endearing.
Right? I mean, they're not Pumbaa.
That's what I was saying. It's like, where are the meerkats? Where are the warthogs?
This is actually how Jim prepares for the fall.
Visit the warthogs.
But it's nice that, you know.
Give me some ideas.
They probably get lonely, and he comes and visits them.
That's very nice. This is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything, frankly, even Lonely Warthogs. If you stump the panel, you can win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can fax the profs at 313-993-1166 or send the questions USPS to the College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221-3038. Did you know the USPS had over 220,000 vehicles in its fleet?
I'm just shocked.
You know, we have one more question from Frank Burrows of Valencia, California. We need to hit up in the potpourri. And it's very interesting and something that, you know, every red-blooded American should know. So, Dave, you can...
good luck, guys.
Go get a Pepsi.
Let's go get some.
How many hits does it take if all you did was hit to sink all of your opponent's ships in battleship? How many pegs would that be?
There's 5 for the aircraft carrier, 4 for the battleship, 3 for the destroyer, 3 for the submarine, and 2 for the cruiser. Where's math? Where's the math, prof? I want to need one.
It doesn't matter. That's exactly 5, correct.
4,
it's 17.
3, 2.
Yep. That is exactly correct. You freak me out.
That freaks me out, too.
Wow. I would have never remembered the destroyer. That's the one I never would have remembered.
That's
I remember
threesies.
The sub, the PT boat.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. So, Frank, we owned you. So you're going to get that kind
quick,
of
quick, somebody keep the receipt on Frank.
With helpful hints.
Oh, yes, with helpful hints. There's only one we really didn't know. Dear profs, here are 15 more questions to keep the panel on their toes. As per your last request, I've scattered the categories, also known as scattergories.
Scattergories.
A score of 80% shall be considered passing. Enjoy, Rachel Ralston of Norwalk, Iowa. Thank you very much,
thank
Rachel.
You, Rachel.
We appreciate
send more.
That.
Who listens to us on The Voice of the Hawkeyes, I'm assuming.
The Voice of the Hawkeyes. Which of the characters on the TV show Cheers has the first name Hillary?
Diane? Chambers?
Pardon me. No, it's not. Couldn't help but notice. Cliff Clavin. Hillary just got on Twitter the other day. This is a really big deal. Hillary yes. Rodham yep. Clinton did. Yeah.
She already has 200,000 followers or something. Mm-hmm.
Tweetettes.
Carla?
No, it's not Carla. It is a male.
Coach?
Not Coach.
Woody?
Nope.
Couldn't be Sam. Could it?
No.
Oh.
Norm?
Hillary Norman?
It was Norm. Hillary Norman Peterson was Norm's full name. I believe that was a whole episode built around trying to figure out what his name was. Hillary. That's interesting. Hey, where are you going to find Sweetie Potamus, Bottomless Potamus, Picky Potamus, and Veggie Potamus?
Not at the Detroit Zoo.
Not anymore. Oh, no, they do have hippopotamus. Yeah, they just don't have elephants anymore.
They sound like characters on Teletubbies.
I'll tell you something, they are characters, but they're not from Teletubbies or any sort of TV or movie.
Hmm.
Not TV or
what
movie.
Do they sound like they are?
Hippopotami.
That is exactly correct. And if it had been really long between their meals, you might even describe them as being...
Hungry hippos.
They are the hungry, hungry hippo characters from the board game. Yes. I always lost the little white balls. I couldn't get them to stay in one place. And then you couldn't play anymore if you didn't have them, you know. What country's coat of arms features an eagle eating a snake perched atop a prickly pear cactus?
What country?
Mm-hmm.
Mexico?
Mexico, yeah. That's what the Mexican coat of arms is all about. As a matter of fact, I think there's a variation of that on the Mexican flag.
Like what kind of snake is it?
Snake? Doesn't say. I'm guessing indigenous.
It's obviously good for tourism.
To Mexico.
Neither the prickly pear nor the snake are very helpful for tourism.
Yeah, maybe the eagle. Maybe. Oh, my. What company has an iPad app called Big Fork, Little Fork?
Food and Wine?
No.
Gourmet?
It's actually a food mass production company. Stouffer's? Very well-known American. Not Stouffer's.
Betty Crocker?
Nope. Starts with the letter K.
Kellogg's?
Not Kellogg's.
Kraft.
Kraft Foods. It's interesting. They just say the name of the app. They don't really say what it does. But
yeah, I was going to say, what's with the big little fork thing?
Yeah, everybody's got an app these days. That's
work
the problem.
Work from the outside.
We're not sure why.
Okay, all right. Exactly. There was, one of the places where they boxed the macaroni and cheese was around Champaign-Urbana, where I went to grad school. And once that sort of smell gets in the air, it's very difficult to get out of your clothes. And that's all I have to say about it.
What, the macaroni or the orange powder?
It was more the orange powder. and they said it was cheese, but I don't think that's
it can't
cheese.
Be any worse than driving through Cincinnati some years back, and you have the Procter & Gamble plant on the one side and the breweries on the other side of the interstate. It makes this interesting mix. Not an appealing mix, mind you, but an interesting mix.
A yeasty mix.
Antibiotics and yeast in the middle of the air.
What was Raleigh, North Carolina's first professional major league sports franchise?
The Hurricanes.
The Hurricanes. NHL's Carolina Hurricanes.
Introduced hockey to that part of the South.
Yeah, and they love it. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Don't understand it, but they love it.
They're just there for the air conditioning, right?
Well, then now, at least they had the Bobcats. Did the Bobcats move?
Oklahoma Charlotte City? Has had a revolving door in terms of basketball.
That's Michael Jordan's franchise, right?
That used to be, at least. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I always feel bad for sports stars that end up owning and coaching teams. They just never fare well.
Mm-hmm.
Which cast member of Gilligan's Island appeared in several episodes in season 9 of the show Dallas? It doesn't say that here. Which cast member of Gilligan's Island actually appeared in several episodes of season 9 of Dallas? So that would be near the end, right? Yeah.
Season nine.
I didn't even know it lasted that long.
But, there's only 7 cast
members. Was it
members.
The professor?
It was the professor.
Russell Johnson.
Russell Johnson played a sheriff in season 9, it says here.
Okay.
It's almost laughable. Oh, lawman on Dallas. That's great. Okay, let's see.
I was going to say, it could have been Thurston Howell. Yeah, the millionaire shows
or
up.
Or Lovey.
Oh.
Yeah, but even he would have been like a bajillion years old in like the 80s or whatever, right?
It would have been funny, though. Yeah.
Okay, what do Chongqing, China, Dubai, United Arab Emirates, Kitwe, Zambia, Minsk, Belarus, Nassau, Bahamas, Toyota, Japan, and Turin, Italy all have in common? It's a good question.
Car manufacturing?
You're darn close, Professor Oljar. Darn close.
Selling expensive cars?
Having a car.
What other joint do you know of that is pretty good, well, claims to be pretty good at selling cars?
Oh.
This is why we only do this during the academic year.
We all have this dumbfounded look.
What other joint?
What? I'm being too, what's the word I'm looking for? Being just a little too loquacious here. So when I say joint, I mean what other thing, what other place? Detroit. They're all sister cities to Detroit. Like there's City Exchange, sort of thing. So
I see.
Those are all a bunch of places.
I didn't know Nassau.
I've heard
of Minsk being a sister city, but I didn't know about Nassau.
I mean, I don't know what you do. Does that mean you send Christmas cards or what?
Yeah,
what
mean? You feel obliged to send Christmas cards.
While we think about that and work on our own Christmas cards, we'll take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback, 1995.
Our next little bit of questions comes from Dirt Man.
Oh, dead Dirt Man.
From Kindy, Michigan. Yes.
Kindy. Is this someone new?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Well, but Dirt Man's been around.
You know Dirt Man.
Aren't we going to Kindy, one of our road trips?
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised.
There's good bowling.
Is that where it is?
I didn't know that. It's a great place.
Where's Kindy?
Here,
thumb.
Dan, it's in the thumb.
Of Indiana?
All of us carry the map of the state around with us on our bodies.
Right.
Massachusetts is supposed to be doable, too. You just put your hand into these weird contortions.
Oh, is
this
that?
Is Massachusetts.
George is making a threatening, perhaps obscene gesture.
Well, Dirt Man wants to know.
How do you say Cape Cod in Italian?
We are back with some wonderful questions from Rachel Ralston, and we're trying to wrap our mind around all the sister cities of Detroit, and there's a lot of them too. That's the other thing, huh?
Can you send some cash to help with the debt crisis? Or
nobody wanted to take on the job alone, so they insisted on being your project.
So are we the poor little sister now, or what?
Yikes. So, it's too bad Professor Roach isn't here, because I'm guessing he would have been able to answer this in a split second, but the Pittsburgh Steelers of the NFL have a mascot. Do you know what his name is?
Steely.
It is Steely McBeam is his name.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So, well done.
What does his head look like? It's got an eye beam.
Shape of an eye. Yeah, exactly. Steely McBeam.
Of course, we have Tommy Titan, so.
Yeah, but that was a real person at one point, you know, it was. What was the name of Jerry Lewis's nerdy character in The Nutty Professor?
Oh.
Tough one, huh?
Hold on.
I'm thinking of plants that grow in the sea.
Algae?
Kelp was his last name, but do you remember his first name?
Oh, boy.
Same as Caesar?
Caesar.
Julius
Kelp was his name.
Julius Kelp.
And who did he become after ingesting the serum? What was the name of the character that he became? It was very smooth. And
Buddy Love.
Buddy Love. Yeah. Good with the ladies. Oh, yes. Who is married to Mira Diaz-Balart and is currently married to Dalia Soto Devalle? I don't know either of those names, but they definitely are Latino. Mirta Diaz-Balart, and is currently married to Dalia Soto Devalle.
Well, the Diaz-Balart is the name of one of the congresspersons from Florida, isn't it?
Oh, interesting.
I think
interesting.
So.
Huh. Florida would make sense, because this person is in charge of a country nearby.
Oh, Fidel Castro?
Castro's wives, yes.
Oh, okay.
Castro. I'm not inferring that maybe his wife is now also a congressperson, but, you know.
Boat person. I think of a very different political persuasion.
What band was first known as The Colors and then The Supersonic Bangs?
Jeez.
And then they just stuck with one part of those names.
Where's Dave?
A group that we've talked about at this table.
The Bangles?
Yes, the Bangles. That ended up becoming the Bangles.
Jeez.
Pretty good.
Supersonic Bangs.
Colors with a U, so I hope you're happy. Professor Chow.
It's the Commonwealth.
The honorable Colors.
Oh my gosh. Who was the first Beatle who became a grandfather?
John.
Beth? It's not John.
George.
Not George.
Paul, okay.
Not Paul.
Ringo.
Well.
Thanks, guys.
But throw us a year, Beth. Do you have any ideas? I know you're a Beatles fan.
When Ringo became a grandfather?
Try to give me a 5-year span and see if you can do it that way. When would Ringo have become a grandfather?
In 2003.
In the 80s?
It was the 80s. It was 1985, after the birth of Zach Starkey's daughter, Tatia Jane Starkey. Yes.
Close enough.
I like the way, how he surrounded it.
Who was the mother of Zach?
It doesn't say.
Barbara Bach?
Yeah.
I think she was later than that.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually, it makes sense, because he's the oldest. Ringo's the oldest.
Yeah, he's the oldest guy.
Is he?
He's the oldest guy, yep. Not by 10 years or anything, but yeah.
No.
What country was the first to have had a skyjacking in 1931?
The U.S.?
Germany.
No, it wasn't the U.S. and it wasn't Germany. Two rebel soldiers skyjacked a Fokker F-27 to distribute pamphlets over...
Spain?
Not Spain.
France?
Weird. I've never heard this story before. It's in South America.
Oh.
Oh. Argentina?
Paraguay?
Over Lima.
Peru, okay.
Peru.
Okay.
Peru is what it was.
Skyjacked a plane.
1931. That was a long time ago.
Pamphlets.
Long time ago. In 1988, whom did presidential candidate and then vice president George H.W. Bush dress up for as Halloween? This would have been right before the election.
Karl Rove?
Oh. No, no.
George Washington?
Nope.
Michael Dukakis?
Nope. Everybody knows the Halloween mask. You know, I'm sure the political aficionados that whatever candidate's mask sells the most is almost always the person who wins the election the following week.
So he dressed up as himself?
He did. He went as himself. He put on a HW mask.
Oh, Poppy.
Yeah. So crazy.
The fun just never ends with you.
This is before we knew about the socks thing, right?
Oh, my gosh. Socks the cat, I'm assuming you're referring to.
No. He loves... kind of interesting socks, you know, like
HW
socks
does.
With the flag on them, oh, different things.
Interesting.
So,
you know, his nickname when he was in Congress was Rubbers, because he was a huge supporter of Planned Parenthood.
Oh, interesting.
This before it became more profitable politically to not be known as Rubbers.
Yeah, right.
What famous brothers also had two older brothers, Recklin and Lauren, as well as a younger sister named Catherine?
Recklin?
Mm-hmm. Reuchlin?
Oh.
These two brothers?
Had two older brothers.
The Everly brothers?
Mothers?
No. Very famous brothers. Let's see.
The Osmonds?
In the past. Brothers?
Jackson 5?
The Wright brothers?
Wright brothers, yeah. Oh. I was about to say either North Carolina or Ohio and let people battle it out.
They only sojourned in North Carolina.
That's right.
So who was first in flight, Professor of
Ohio.
History? Is it Ohio?
Check the license plate.
Check the quarter. Check the quarter.
Don't start any battles here.
The flight occurred in North Carolina by Ohioans who happened to be nowhere the right place to go was.
No pun intended.
Okay, we're going to stop this right now. See how I was trying to avoid conflict?
Oh, geez.
Thank you again, Rachel, for those wonderful questions. Oh. Dear profs, in another futile attempt to stump the panelists, here's another set of questions ranging from all over the map, our favorite.
You don't know if it's futile yet.
Not yet. I also hope 80% passing grade is fair. We've heard it is. I've had a lot of fun coming up with these questions, and I hope the profs enjoy them as much as I do doing the research. Sincerely, Beverly Hollis of Redmond, Washington.
Wow.
Thanks a lot, Beverly.
We're all over the map today.
California.
Yeah, California.
She's in Microsoft country.
Okay. Yeah, she is in Microsoft country and Nintendo country.
We're getting a better class of listeners.
Apparently, it is recognized that this song is the unofficial state rock and roll song of the state of Washington, United States of America. It's Louie Louie. Of course, somehow Northwest knows this. How is that?
Why?
What is that? Yeah. What's the story?
Because the Kingsmen who did that song?
Oh, yeah.
Are from Washington State.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, when I was in grade school, you couldn't tell what the words were, so we always assumed they were quite dirty.
Nobody can tell what the words are.
I always contended.
We gotta go.
Oh, wait. I always wanted that
not
song.
Not right now, but...
Yeah. I always wanted to play that song in, like, the men's bathroom at CCS and just have it, like, play over and over. Because loud. We gotta go now and play it loud and nobody can hear things.
Got it. Who were Shakespeare's two gentlemen of Verona? What were their names? One is the same name as a very famous Christian saint just about the middle of February.
Valentine.
And one is basically named for or after or the similar word lineage as one of the fundamental particles of the universe.
Mercutio.
Nope. Actually, one of the fundamental particles, things that make atoms up. There's only three particles.
Where's Kendra when we need her?
I know.
Professor Proton.
It's not. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Proteus was his
Proteus?
Name.
Proteus. Valentine and Proteus.
Proton and
Proteus
and neutron and
electron.
Valentine and
very good.
What were the four classes of ancient Japanese society? I've never heard this before. I mean, I know it, but I've never
heard
it before.
Peasants, craftspeople.
you know, no, we have artisans so okay. far that you've given me. I'll give you that for
Eta?
Tradespeople. Doesn't that
samurai?
Samurai is one of them. Yep. You have artisans, samurai,
liege lords.
Don't have that.
Big wigs.
Big wigs.
And little wigs.
So you got a samurai for security. You got artisans for creativity. What else do we need here? What about agriculture?
Farmers.
Well, and, I said peasants.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Well, you know, it doesn't say peasants here. It says moops. I don't know what to do with that. No. Seinfeld reference. The last one are the people that would move goods from one person to another.
Traders.
Two men in a truck.
Right. Traders, farmers, artisans, and
samurai.
It's
yeah,
all
that's
kind of middle class.
Sorry.
Unlike Plato's.
Or Socrates.
Fascist society.
Oh my gosh. In movie production jargon, what is a fishpole?
Oh, a boom mic.
A boom microphone. That's right. Yeah. Keep it out of the shot. Absolutely. Raphael Ravenscroft was paid $50 for this iconic saxophone solo in this famous song. What song was it?
What was the guy's name again?
Raphael Ravenscroft.
Man, you can't come up with
that. That's a great name, by the way. Yeah.
Wow.
That is the second time I've heard that name today.
What sitcom was he on?
We were thinking about Thurl Ravenscroft was Tony the voice the of Tony the Tiger. Yeah.
Okay.
But not
so this is
guy.
A saxophone solo.
Yes. The song was either performed by or written by Jerry Rafferty. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah.
Oh. Baker Street.
Baker Street.
It's a
there
great song.
That is a great
song.
It's a great, great saxophone.
How much was he paid?
$50.
Wow.
Hopefully he's getting royalties off of it.
Well, he doesn't need it. He's a cool name.
Yeah, but that doesn't pay the rent.
That's an incredible saxophone part. Yeah.
Awesome. Jerry Rafferty used to be the lead singer for Steeler's Wheel. Stuck in the Middle with You.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. What actor was born with the name Arthur Leonard Rosenberg?
Arthur Godfrey?
Nope.
No.
As a matter of fact, I got basically nothing from, you know, his given name to the chosen name. Whatever they call it, their stage name. Thank you.
It's somebody like John Wayne, right? I mean,
like a Mary Moore.
I know, but I mean, right, somebody of like that yeah. stature.
Yeah, it's a fair, I mean,
a
last
serious
generation
actor or
actor,
a comedian?
Comedy
or...
actor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trying to think of any clues here. Who do we know with the same first name? Nobody. There you go. It's Tony Randall. I'm sorry.
Okay.
My brain just totally filched out there. I'm sorry. Very bad.
It's the heat.
Yeah, it probably is. Room. We're all kind of melting here a little bit.
I'm melting.
It's not the heat, it's the humidity.
Yeah, it's a dry heat.
I'm still melting.
Slowly.
What television couple lived at 704 Hauser Street in Queens, New York?
Oh, Archie and Edith Bunker.
Oh, yes, they did. And just like them, we have to go off the air for a little while. But only a little while longer. Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Hokett.
Go Tigers.
Dean Finkenbein.
Take care.
Professor Old Jar.
Brains.
Mr. Tubbs.
Bye.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and technically directed today by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mile. Thank you.